Stories, another episode. Can you believe it? Today's story is called Stella and the Dragon. Once upon a time, there lived a woman who wished she had children. And every night she walked out and she wished, "I wish I were children," to the stars. And then one night, her wish came true. But more than true, she had 1,000 children. One, two. And then she said, "But who do you belong to?" "We belong to you, Mama," they said. "You are our mother." She was shocked, angry at the stars, and delighted all at the same time. "The day has come," she said. "I will love all these children, but I never asked for so many." The days came and went and came and went. And finally, she didn't have enough money to feed all of them. "What should I do?" she said. "What should I do? I will not have enough money to feed them." So she went off in search of some money. A dragon stomped up to her.
"Hello, madam. Are you ready to be eaten?"
"No," she said. "I am Stella the Powerful, and I am Wonder Quick Words. I mean Quick Wit. And I will defeat you with my powers." "Ha," said the dragon. "If you defeat me, you will get all my gold," he said as he popped a whole sheep in his mouth. "Oh," she said, because that was going to be her dinner. But now she knew that sheep wasn't going to be her dinner. She was going to be his dessert. "Yes," she said. "How will we hold a contest?"
"I know what to do," he said. "We will hold a contest of strength. The person to throw this tree across the world or the farthest wins."
"I can do that," she said.
"But let me go first," the dragon said. He threw it so far, it went over the hills and over the mountains
and landed with a plunk,
so soft because he had thrown it so far.
"Oh, I could do better than that," Stella said. "I would throw it to hit the sun, and the sun would break into steaming hot pieces and maybe even hit us." So they waited and waited until the sun was just about to set.
"Wait," he said, "don't do it. I don't want you to hit the moon when the sun goes down."
"Why, yes," she said. "Now, let's hold another contest, but let's say I've won with this one." The next contest was a contest of speed. They had to run atop a mountain faster than a jackrabbit could, or a cheetah.
"Well," he said, "all right, I will go first."
He zoomed up the mountain at top speed. But when he came down, Stella said, "I could do better than that. But if I did, the trees would all their leaves would fly down, and we would have no food, no shade, no flowers." The dragon did not like that idea. So they waited and waited and waited until fall, when all the leaves fell.
"But please don't do it," he said. "You might swirl up a tornado out of leaves."
So they waited and waited and waited some more until spring. And then something else happened. He
he said. All right, you won this one too, but one last thing. If I win this one, you cannot win. If you win this one, you win, he said.
Yes, of course I will win, she said. This next contest is a contest of... What is the contest about? You'll find out after a quick break. You like to play piano? Look at all the different types of pianos at our house. We have an electric piano that's weighted, or a old piano that was at great grandma's. So, what was the contest about? Let's get ready to hear it.
This is a contest of flying, the dragon said. Now, whoever can fly to my cave the highest, the fastest, and the farthest will win.
On your marks, get set, wait, she said. Do you want me to do that? If I did that, I would fly so fast, so high, for so long, you would be panting, and you would faint by the time you got there, but I would already be there, and I would blow wind at you, so it would take away all your fire.
Oh, please don't race, he said. You win again. Now, you get my gold. Well, I cannot take the gold home because my 1,000 children would think there was more. So, dragon, you will have to carry it. So the dragon carried it all the way home. And then when he saw her 1,000 children, he jumped up in the air. No, not children. Ah! And he dropped the gold on the ground. And the dragon was never to be seen again. Don't put your ear.